Hi friends, we now go into chapter number 3 of Import-Export Management Regulatory Functions. We are now going to look at a very new concept, a very new procedure brought in by United Nations and under the aegis World Customs Organization. Now, before we actually get into this aspect, why this has been brought out, we go back to quite a long time back when two planes crashed onto twin towers of the World Trade Center in New York, America. That particular terrorist activity created a sense of security requirements by especially America and Europe. Now, due to these reasons, America insisted that they should have their own customs officer coming into our countries, maybe all the countries from where goods are being exported into America. And before the goods are released for loading onto any American port or airport, their customs officers should come and inspect the cargo due to this security reasons. Now, most of the countries said no. We in India also said no, we are not agreeable to this because it goes against our sovereignty as a whole. Therefore, the matter was taken up at a very high level, United Nations level, and they brought out a certain concept of bringing in security related matters into the entire custom clearance work or international trade throughout the world. And this is a part of it. Let's go and see how it has started. World Customs Organization is an intergovernmental organization recognized as the voice of the global customs community. That means basically all the customs department of the various countries, they have got into and formed an organization under World Trade Organization. Now, this is a part of World Trade Organization, and all the customs organization of all countries are members of WCO. It maintains the international harmonized system of goods, that is the classification, goods nomenclature. It also administers the technical aspects of all types of World Trade Organization agreements, WTO agreements on customs valuations and rules of origin. The members of WCO are customs departments world over, and they control more than 98% of all international cargo. Now, because of the need for certain countries for security reasons, its members and its strategic environment, and it is responsive to the needs of such security issues. Therefore, the members have got together and they've created an instrument and best practice approaches, which is recognized as the basis for sound customs administration throughout the world. The International Convention on the Harmonized Commodity Description and Coding System, that is HS Convention, was first adopted by WCO. Now, this is the classification code, the classification of the commodities. Then came the International Convention on the Simplification and Harmonization of Customs Procedures, that is the Kyoto Convention or a revised Kyoto Convention, shortly known as RKC. And this particular convention brought out the trade facilitation, simplicity of procedures and all online procedures in the customs department throughout the world. Then there was another convention known as ATA convention, or Convention on Temporary Admission. It was known as Istanbul Convention. This is for temporary admission of goods into a country and to be taken out of the country. For example, tourists go into various countries, they take their cars. Now, they are allowed to take their cars and enter into a particular country without payment of duty if they have this ATA carnet. Condition is that within 6 months, the car has to go back when the tourist leaves. Another aspect was goods for exhibition, various exhibitions throughout the world. Various traders, exporters bring their goods on a temporary basis and take them back. That is, they have to use this ATA carnet. Then next was the Arusha Declaration, which was basically the integrity aspects of the customs department as a whole. That means all the customs organizations of each and every country, they were integrated into the customs by this declaration. Next, and the last one came, the SAFE framework. This is standards to secure and facilitate global trade. This was adopted in 2003. This is the basic reason for authorized economic operator due to the World Trade Center tragedy and security aspects of each and every country. Globally networked customs is an inclusive, interconnected customs to customs information sharing system. This is a system created by World Customs Organization to support and improve the functioning of the entire international trade as a whole, including the national economic performance and especially for the protection of society and fiscal management. Only customs to customs were connected through the global network. This system will support the goals of G21 building blocks, that is the developed countries. They will reduce the compliance burden for legitimate trading and enhance enforcement through sharing of, I would say, advanced information and intelligence reporting customs to customs on an international level. As you know, the Customs Department has got a very major role to play in all types of international trade. The primary duty is collection of customs duties and taxes, preparation of trade statistics, trade compliance, supply chain security, and other trade facilitation. The protection of society and the environment as a whole, including the cultural heritage of the country. That is the basic role of the Customs Department as a whole. Now, in order to perform these functions efficiently and looking to the fast development within the global economy, it was found that the outdated functioning method with the incompatible and inefficient customs procedures, they were found to be a hindrance to the international trade and a very costly constraint. And looking to this recognition, the customs under WCO as a whole went for modernization and harmonization. This represents a key objective to facilitate international trade. looking to the growth of global trade and the resultant increasing security threats to the international movement of goods, this has forced Customs Exam Administration to shift their focus from revenue collection or duty collection more and more to securing the international trade flow against this kind of threat and moving away from the normal traditional task of only collecting duties. The new challenges of the 21st century demanded a totally new concept of customs-to-customs cooperation, so that there is a closer real-time collaboration between the various customs organizations and between the customs and business as a whole, so that the legitimative trade is facilitated and the customs control is eased up in support of the international trading system as far as legitimating trade is concerned. This has created a single window environment which has the potential to deliver transformational advantage to business. I'll explain to you how single window has accepted our custom clearance work in a very smooth fashion in a different chapter. This has transformed our custom clearance work by simplifying and unifying touch points between members of the trade and the different government departments involved in cross-border regulatory procedures. That means all the government departments connected with regulatory procedures of international trade are interconnected through the single window clearance spaces. This global customs network was created in partnership with the public and private sectors to support the international trading system. And this created something called an e-customs network, electronic transfer of messages from customs in one country to customs in another country, with the aim to ensure that there is seamless movement, real-time and paperless flow of information and connectivity from one country customs to another country customs. There has to be a seamless flow, no paper involved, direct internet to internet basis or through the e-customs network basis. And this brought out a mutual recognition of the customs organization of all the countries who control, and they created the Authorized Economic Operator Program. When we look at the WCO framework as a whole, it is known as SAFE framework. WCO recognized these developments and drafted the framework, which was known as SAFE framework. It was developed by its members, states, in close consultation with various international organizations and especially the world's business community. This SAFE framework will really revolutionize the customs operations so that all customs functions can meet the challenges of the 21st century and vastly improve its ability to secure and facilitate the global trade or international trade as a whole. Therefore, implementation of the same SAFE framework will contribute positively to economic and social development, act as a deterrent to international terrorism has also secured the revenue collection along with promoting the trade facilitation worldwide. So, trade facilitation will not be hit as a whole because of the security aspects, but it will facilitate from looking at the terrorist angle also. The SAFE framework of standard consists of four core principles. The first one is the advanced electronic information. This harmonizes the advanced electronic information requirements on inbound and outbound and transit shipments. That means all shipments, whether import or export or in transit, the information of each and every shipment is on the basis of an advanced electronic information customs to customs. That means an information consignment released by customs in India for export. Immediately, that information is transferred to the destination customs where the goods are required to go. This is the method of advanced electronic information. Then there is a risk management system. It is committed to employing a consistent risk management approach to address all security threats. Then outbound inspection of high-risk consignments being exported, preferably using non-intrusive inspection methods. They have got to adopt methods which does not hinder or stop the movement of the cargo as a whole. Cargo movement has to continue seamlessly. And while it is being moved, the high-risk threat is being investigated on the background level. That is due to the business partnership of AU. Customs will provide benefits to business that meet minimal supply chain security standards and best practice. This basically means that the trade exporters or importers or all those connected with the supply chain methods employ this security standards and best practices, and they will be provided by various benefits as far as custom clearance work is concerned. This SAFE framework has developed an authorized economic operator program. Most members of WCO have acceded to the SAFE framework, and majority of customs administration are now introducing, in fact, many countries have already introduced the AEO program in their respective countries. We in India also have registered many of the importers, exporters, custom brokers and those connected with the international trade. And the Customs Department have recognized them as AU and given a recognition certification. Why? Because the importance of coordinated and similar programs lies in the fact that ultimate goal is to get all national programs mutually recognized. Meaning that AU accreditations have the same value everywhere throughout the world at all customs stations. As a result, supply chain will become secure and part of the chain from origin to destination are deemed to be safe, of course, under different AEO programs. Here, the exporters AEO program will safeguard the supply chain, and at the destination, the importing countries AEO programs will secure the supply chain. In order to get this supply chain in place properly, there is a mutual recognition between customs department of one country with the customs department of another country. That is an action or decision taken, or any authorization that has been properly granted to one customs administration is recognized and accepted by another country's customs administration. Basic objective of mutual recognition of the AUs is that one customs administration will recognize the validation findings, and AU administration by the other customs administration issued under the other program, and agrees to provide substantial, comparable, and where possible, reciprocal benefits facilitation to the mutually recognized AUs. What will happen is that when an import consignment comes over here in India and it is backed by an AU accreditation from the originating country, that is exporting country, then here, if the importer is also AU accredited, then that consignment will be considered to be totally safe, and customs will give a very smooth passage with minimum controls applicable to such consignments. The main elements of security amendment of the customs community code is creation of the AU concept everywhere. All economic operators can apply for an AU status, either to have easy access to custom simplification or to be in a more favorable position to comply with the new security requirements of the international trade as a whole. Security type of AU certificate and the combined one allows the holders to benefit from all types of facilitation from the government departments with regard to the new customs controls relating to security. Member states can grant AU status to any economic operator, especially dealing with international trade, when they are meeting with the following common criteria, that is customs compliance, appropriate record keeping, that means you've got to follow these methods, financial solvency, and where relevant, security and safety standards are built into that organization. Status for AU operator granted by one customs organization in one country is recognized by another customs organization in another country who are members of WCO and who have entered into MR, that is mutual recognition. In India, our government has already introduced the authorized economic operator scheme as a part of a global initiative to ensure security in supply chain of the movement of export and import consignments. In the scheme, as far as India is concerned, all parties engaged in the international movement of goods is approved by the customs as compliant with the supply chain security standards. There are standards fixed, standards based, and all parties who are applying those security standards, they are recognized by the customs and they are given benefits such as very simplified customs procedures. Any party involved in the international movement of goods in whatever function that has been approved by or on behalf of the National Customs Administration as complying with WCO or equivalent supply chain security standards will be getting this type of certification. These include importers, exporters, manufacturers, brokers, custom brokers, carriers of international goods, of course, cargo consolidators, warehouses, ports, airports, terminal operators, integrated operators, distributors, and intermediaries. That means all of them are economic operators as far as international trade is concerned. And such operators can be accredited by the customs when they prove to have high quality internal process that will prevent the goods in transport to be tampered with. Thus, it will ensure the integrity of the information. What is said to be in a container really is in the container, nothing else or nothing more. It will also ensure the integrity of its employees, that the employees will not put any goods in the container that should not be there. Then they have got to secure access to their premises to prevent any unauthorized persons entering their premises and putting goods in the container which is meant for export. These are the primary requirements. Under this program, a business authorized by customs can enjoy benefits flowing from being a more compliant and secure company, as well as favorable considerations in any custom proceedings, coupled with very good relations with the customs. And as a result, customs will always trust the operator and perform less or no inspection on goods imported or exported by or via such AEO status holders. This benefits the mover of goods, as goods are available more quickly, which means lower transport costs, time-saving costs. Of course, on the other hand, customs will also benefit, as scarce inspection capacity of the customs department, limited personnel can be engaged better at cargo of unknown and potentially unsafe operators. Of course, this does not automatically allow them to benefit from simplification provided for in the customs rule in other member states. They will not be provided simplification in the rules, but in the procedures. As far as the procedures are concerned, yes, they will be provided facility. Well, as far as Indian customs is concerned, the Indian custom has defined AEO as a party involved in the international movement of goods in whatever function that has been approved by or on behalf of a national customs administration, as complying with WCO or equivalent supply chain security standards. This is the basic definition as far as our Indian customs have created for granting AEO status to any operator in India. The AEO operators will include manufacturers, importers, exporters, brokers, carriers, consolidators, intermediaries, that means wholesalers who sell goods for export or who buy goods of importers, then ports, airports, terminal operators, integrated operators, warehouses and distributors. All these who are connected with the movement of international traded goods. All such economic operators can apply for an AEO status, either to have easy access to custom simplification or to be in a more favorable position to comply with the new security requirements. Some of the more prominent benefits of this program as far as India is concerned, as far as Indian customs is concerned, there is a direct port delivery of imports to ensure just-in-time inventory management by manufacturers, right from the wharf, that is landing place of the container, to the warehouse or factory of the manufacturer. Then for export, a direct port entry for factory stuffed containers, that means those containers which have been stuffed by the manufacturers for export at their factory, they will have a direct port entry for exporters if they are AU status holders. And there will be a special focus on small and medium scale entities. That is any entity handling 25 import or export documents annually. They can become a part of this program. You need not have multiple and a large number of consignments moving. If you are a small entity like a SME, if you have 25 consignments, either import or export, you can apply for this program. Also, customs have granted provision of deferred payment of duties. Delinking the duty payment and custom clearance basically means that your consignment you have imported, you need not pay duty immediately. You take clearance direct to your factory as given before. And if you are a large importer, you pay duty once in 15 days. Combined duty payment of all consignments cleared within the previous 15 days, within the next 3 days, you pay the duty. That is deferred payment of duties. Then paperless declarations with no supporting documents. There have got to be no supporting documents. All declarations are to be uploaded directly through the computer system. All other partner government agencies, that means all agencies and other stakeholders who are a part of the international movement of goods, if they have got to give any clearance to an importer or exporter, they are also recognized as a part of this program, and they also will give facility to an AU status holder. Basically, importers and exporters have a three-tier AU certificate program. That is AU T1 certificate, AU T2 certificate, and AU T3 certificate. First of all, T1 certificate is for any importer or exporter. Then T2 certificate, there is a condition attached. Any importer or exporter who claims made in the application and documents submitted have been physically verified by the AEO program team by a visit to their concerned places or premises of the such applicants. That means in the case of T1 certification, there will be no visit by the AEO program team. T2 certificate, if after the application, there is a visit for confirmation of all details which have been mentioned in the application by the AEO program team, then T2 certificate will be granted. T3 certificate is for importers, exporters who have continuously enjoyed AEO T2 status for at least a period of 2 years prior to the date of application, and such parties will be granted AEO T3 status. Or the AEO must be a AEO T2 certificate holder and its other business partners, namely importers or exporters, logistics service providers, custodians, terminal operators, custom brokers and warehouse operators, are all holding an AEO T2 certificate or an AEO LO certificate. That means the other operators are getting AEO certificate or any other equivalent AEO certificate granted by a foreign customs. basically means that those who are getting, who have got EU certification, not only in India, but for import consignments, if the foreign supplier has got an EU status, then the importer is able to get on that basis a T3 certificate also. This program for all other operators apart from importers, exporters, single tire AU certificate program is granted for any of the above operators whose claims made in the application and documents submitted have been physically verified by the AU program team by visiting the concerned places or premises of the applicant. This basically means that the other operators, apart from importers and exporters, other operators have got a combined single method of certificate known as LO certificate. And they get the certificate after they make an application, as also the AEO program team visits their place and confirms all the activities are based on the security premises which have been brought out. Such operators are custom brokers, logistic service providers, custodians, terminal operators, warehouse operators, transporters.